927 4CC, morning, Sergeant Wayne Butcher. Hello, mate, back from holidays.
Good morning, everyone. Yeah, I had a couple of weeks off, so it's good to recharge the batteries and get back into it. So, yeah, first day sitting at the desk this morning. So, yeah. No, great break and beautiful weather.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Nice. Beautiful to be around central Queensland. Mate, the schools are back today, and I mentioned this last week, there's new fines that are in place for drivers, including the increase in demerit points and how much it's going to cost you if you do get caught speeding, running red lights, not wearing seatbelts, the whole kit and caboodle, eh?
Yeah, they've boosted them up a fair bit. So yeah, if you're going to do something stupid, expect to cop a fair whack and a bit of money out of your pocket. But again, if you don't do the wrong thing, it's not going to be a problem for you. So drive the conditions of the road, wear your seatbelt, don't go through red lights and don't speed because you're going to cop a fair whack.
Now, the police are going to be around the school zones.
Yep, we're back in force. We've got a couple of operations running this week in relation to school zones. So, again, they're all time-targeted, specific. So, don't forget, yeah, in your mornings and afternoons, 7.30 to 9 and 2.30 to 4 in the afternoons, that it is slowed down to 40 kilometres an hour. We still have a lot of young kids who are in their first, second year of school who are very untraffic aware and just run out on the road and if you're doing those couple extra Ks over and haven't got enough time to avoid them, yeah, it could be a bad day for everyone.
Mm-hmm. Tallulah, mate, there's been an increase in break and enters there at the moment. Bit of worry?
Yeah, I was just going through the work list, especially a Gladstone property crime one, and it seems to be a lot of offences happening. Just sneak stuff again, just people walking in down open doors, side gates and the like, having a look around for just simple stuff like cigarette butts and rubbish like that, but again, they're still entering your property, they're still doing it unlawfully, and we want to try and stop it. So if anyone has any information, obviously give me a ring here at the Gladstone Property Crime, or jump on a Crime Stoppers, 1-800-333-000, give us some information about who's hanging around the loitering around the streets.
Yeah, mate, saying that now, there's been crimes that have been solved by DNA testing for, you know, for stealing offences. It's going to be the way of the future. So if people are even thinking about jumping into a home and flogging something or breaking and entering anywhere, it's going to be a lot easier for the police to catch those because of DNA testing. And I know you have caught a couple of people because of DNA.
Yeah, they're starting to come through a lot more prevalent now. Touch DNA and the like, scenes of crime are starting to take a lot more DNA swabs at crime scenes now, well, even just your normal house breaks where normally it was just a fingerprint and the like, but now we're starting to chew through a lot more DNA stuff because we are getting the results. This is where the Facebook reporting doesn't work. If you Facebook report it and don't report it to us, we don't get to have some DNA done or fingerprinting done where we can solve a lot of them, not just a couple of them. So,
yeah.
Again, if you have had something or someone entered your property or stolen something from you, give us a ring. We can have a look at it. Again, we can do bulk stuff. So, again, yep, CCTV footage, DNA, definitely makes our job a lot easier.
And, mate, the Facebook page, that My Police Gladstone, My Police Billawheeler, My Police Rockhampton, it's a great way to network and also help you guys solve problems and crimes too, eh?
Oh, it's great. Like, I think every policing area now has a MyFace page. Agnes has got one, Mara has got one, all the smaller stations have all got one as well. So if you're in that area, even the bigger areas, jump on to My Police and get on Facebook and join the chat and have a look. And one day you might go, oh, I know that person. Or we throw a lot of information up there. Again, we're throwing out information in relation to recruitment of police officers as well. So if you think you got a cut in your jib, going to be a police officer, have a look online because we are actively recruiting at the moment. We'd love some central Queensland people to come on board and stay in the air.
Yeah, good. All right, mate. Thank you very much for your time this morning and welcome back again. Go Queensland tomorrow night.
Queensland tomorrow night. Yeah, I'll be in Brisbane tomorrow on Wednesday night. So.
Oh, some people got the luck. You just went on holidays, mate, and you're back going to watch a State of Origin. How fair is that?
No, I just... Yeah, for a bit of medical stuff, mate, but I haven't got a ticket yet. I've put the feelers out, but have not received the ticket. So,
well, I won't recommend getting a scalper.
Yeah, if anyone's got a bad corporate box ticket they're not going to use, give me a yellow.
Yeah, all right. Butch, thank you, mate. We'll catch up next week. See ya.
Everyone have a great week. Stay safe.
Sergeant Wade Butcher there on 4CC.